listener production.
The Royal Commission into Veteran Suicides began last week. We spoke to the mother of one of those young fellas who took his own life when he got back to Australia. And the evidence that was given last week was disturbing. It's only going to get more disturbing. We've been warned that we're going to hear some things that we may not want to hear. Heston Russell, former Special Forces officer and founder of the Australian Values Party, appeared at the Commission on Friday. He's on the line. Nice to talk again.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
How did that go down?
Yeah, it was not too bad. The commissioners were very engaged and were asking some very intelligent and emotionally aware questions, which was really comforting to see, particularly at this early stage.
So what was your message to them, Heston?
My message is all about the first and foremost, Steve, it comes to mindset. We need to reset the way in which we are training our young servicemen and women from the day in which we commence their indoctrination. That's the key part. The Department of Defence is great from grabbing everyday Australians off the street and then providing them with a collective identity and an overwhelmingly inspiring purpose, which puts themselves at the back burner. And then when we go to transition them out of the military, first and foremost, we make it so as that they think they're going to serve for the rest of their life. And then when they come to their end of their service, we don't go through the same essentially decompartmentalization, emotional maturity, and prepare them for what it's actually like on the outside and where it's no longer service and others before yourself as the majority, and where it's very dog-eat-dog, as we all know. And that's where a lot of veterans really struggle to find that relevance and take to their resume or take to their competencies that they're awarded on their way out to be the definition of their capability. And it usually takes a couple of years for them to realize that actually they have a hell of a lot more to serve and to provide. But in that meantime, they get a bit lost, isolated and sedentary along the way.
So you're saying the marketing of joining up is good and people fall for it or believe it, but they're not really being told the truth of what service can mean.
Well, no, not that, Steve. I think the marketing and the way in which we train people is fantastic. And it's just the way in which we don't attend to the same level of diligence on the way out. My career was fantastic, Steve, and I was trained to do everything that I did and was then sent around the world to do amazing things. But then on the way out, you're left to feel like you can no longer provide capability, you can no longer run onto the team, and you can't sit on the bench. So you pretty much moved on to an administrative process that is the Department of Veterans Affairs. And it's all paperwork, it defines what your qualifications are, but there's no confidence or training put into all those other skill sets you have: problem solving, teamwork, leadership. Everything comes down to, here's your resume, this is the job you can apply for out on the outside. And we put the quality and experience of our servicemen and women down to the pay packet or the position that they perform in a corporate outside, as opposed to really understanding who they are and preparing them for. To be honest, how emotional the world is outside, Steve, because when you're in defence, you have that proactive resilience. That is the mission. That is the team. You're taught not to be emotive, all those good things. But on the way out, so many of us suddenly go through this period where we realise we're very emotionally intelligent, but not emotionally mature. And it takes too long to then realise that, and too often, too many go astray and cause themselves greater injury or even absolute harm.
Do you think it's actually possible for a DVA public servant to understand that?
No, and that's the key issue, Steve. The gap between the Department of Defence and the Department of Veterans Affairs does not work, particularly when you're dealing with someone who is at their most vulnerable, who has left that all-immersive team environment. To expect a bureaucrat or a public servant to be able to understand that, we all know how fraught with disaster that is.
The Australian Values Party that you've launched, officially launched last week, you've got now registration, have you?
No, so the current public advertising phase of the registration is in process. So that commenced on the 3rd of December and will finish on the 3rd of January. And from there, it should be a 7-day decision until the party is registered.
You hopeful?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got over 4,000 members now, and even with the ABC smearing over the weekend, we've had a lot more people join up over the weekend. And I've got a good list of candidates too, Steve. So it's piece by piece, focusing on this Royal Commission, and then commencing January, February, we'll start campaigning.
So the ABC had a crack at you about an OnlyFans account. Is that right? Someone was telling me.
Yeah, that's it, Steve. If people want to watch the full videos, I've managed to do my own write of reply via my own YouTube and own social media. There's just an absolute smear campaign going on, Steve, because as you've been following, we've really embarrassed them with this November platoon Marine Herder Pop story. And now there's the petition at vsf.org.au/ABC that's got over 25,000 signatures. So They're throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at me, but we'll just maintain the focus on what is actually the truth and keep pushing towards this accountability.
Now, you wouldn't be surprised that they would try and someone would try and dig up some dirt on you.
Steve, I've been overseas a few times and I've faced a few bad people and bullies in my life. And it's been shocking to see it here at home by the Australian taxpayer-funded over $1 billion ABC. But look, come what may, this is part of living a life, isn't it?
Yep, you put yourself out in the public space and you've got to take what comes, I guess.
That's it, Steve. Luckily, I've gone through my own transition from defence and now realise those skill sets and true values that I now definitely happily defend and happily finally stand by again. And this is all part of the process.
Always good to catch up. Thanks a lot. Talk soon.
Likewise, Steve. Thanks for covering the Royal Commission.
Heston Russell there, former Special Forces officer and founder of the Australian Values Party.
Thanks for listening to this Australia Today podcast. Have your say on the issues that matter. Email Australia Today at sca.com.au. Listener.